think the bald heads from Shaolin are behind it. They're scared of nobody.
I inhaled.
Hello?
What's up, what's up, what's up? Welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony P.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I think it's great.
I hope you are in good health and that your spirit is well.
Your appeal to my humanity is pointless.
Come on, man.
We can meet our destiny to build a land here that will be for all mankind a shining city on a hill.
So if we all believe in individual liberty, and we all believe in these rules of democracy, what is our modern argument about?
All right, welcome to Civil Intercourse with Tony B. It is January 28th. It's already flying by. I can't even believe we're already at the end of January. So much is going on. President Trump looks like he, if he doesn't get assassinated, he's going to be president. I've been really focused on dealing with a lot of things locally here in California and in my personal life, and haven't been putting out a lot of content. I don't think I even put out a podcast since last November, and they've been very short, but I am gearing up to do quite a few things, and the warm weather will start to encourage that as it starts to heat up. But I did want to stop in, and there were some interesting things going on Twitter, or as it's known now, X. And I'd like to share that. I dropped into a Spaces, and I'd like to do a little quick review of that. And then I wanted to share an interaction I had with Grok, the AI, and just kind of share that. It'll tie in a little bit with what we're talking about. But yeah, there were some interesting conversations that went on. I actually stumbled into this space. It's called Global Freedom Movement 101. And it was a person that I follow, Rose to Serfdom 3. Many of you may have followed him, or I think I mentioned him a few times. I was supposed to actually have done a interview with him. I think I reached out originally a couple of years ago, but as I am such a procrastinator on that aspect of the show, I have not done that. But I stumbled into a Spaces that he was a part of. It was hosted by Herc Santos at Herc Santos, and they were discussing mass recall and a plan, a global plan of local rule, essentially, when the people decide to revolt after everyone kind of comes to the awareness that depopulation is a real thing and that our governments are not working for our good. And I don't fully agree with that plan in the sense that it'll happen in that way, but I think that there's enough that I do agree on, and that I think that people should really kind of focus on that when you're trying to align with people. I have an idea of mass recall, but it's more focused on voting, which, you know, I get laughed at. I know even in the podcast or the Spaces that I did jump in on X on the 19th, there was, you know, the joke made of join the empire so you can help change the empire. And I'm not advocating that. I'm just more advocating, as you know, with my faithful four listeners who listen to the show, that I believe that if we just take control of our power, if we just become aware that we actually have a system that actually can work, if we just from the local level all the way up to the federal level hold our elected representatives accountable and don't continue to elect people who don't balance a budget and who don't, you know, who get compromised. It's our fault for allowing these people to be compromised and then continue to send them. You know, when it's obvious that they're not doing good for us, we can't continue to allow them to be elected over and over. And I think that I talked about it on a podcast, and if not, I need to soon, about the, I think I did, the representative proportion that we have. But yeah, I know I did bring this up, but just this, our system is set up where we're only represented by, you know, like what I think it's, I have one congressional representative here represents 800,000 people or 700 some thousand. That's just ridiculous. We need to get our congressional system down to where we have an actual representative that we can get access to their staff and meet with them and petition our government and get people to stop thinking that protesting is an American way of doing things. That yeah, there is a time for that, but petitioning your government is actually petitioning your representatives and getting things actually done by bugging them. They're just, you know, laughing. Like, look at all the people out in the streets and not coming to our office and wanting to sit down and have meetings with their representatives, which we have the right to do. To redress grievances, we have the right to petition our government. That doesn't mean we have the right to stand out in the cold and the heat and put ourselves in danger in protesting. That's for the media. The media wants that. That's what they want. They want to be able to create narratives and create friction, and they love that. That's a show. What, you know, the nice, quiet, hard work that goes behind the scenes is what's most important. And getting in and making sure that the Supreme Court is holding up the laws properly. And that's what kind of got me to thinking about doing this podcast, was something that was brought up in the middle of the conversations. And I'll play a clip of it pretty soon. But I believe her name was Bree. I'll put a picture up of her and say her name when I play the clip. But she had brought up a couple of points about something that I totally forgot about, which is the Chevron deference. And that's being taken up by the Supreme Court. That's something we should really be paying attention to. And like I said, I'll play the clip. She came into an argument part of the discussion when they were discussing corporations and how that ties into America and it being more fascistic and not really a capitalistic principle. And when it came into that type of the argument, she brought this up, and I was like, oh, that is very true, because it gives, for those of you who don't know what that is, just my layman's term definition, it just basically gives bureaucracies the ability to interpret law and make policies law and kind of in round the Constitution. It's a very, very bad thing, in my opinion, but there are a lot of people, and I'll put some links up, who will make arguments. But like I said, let me play this going into it. And I think the other thing, when you're getting into this space, I do want to say about this space, it's Breanna Sagadahl, Breeauna, and I'll, for the people watching on the video, I'll throw a pic up on the handle. But yeah, I thought she brought up an interesting point on this and just really made me think about this. I was like, man, that would be so good if we could get rid of that. And this is one of many things like this that are entrenched, that gives our bureaucracy powers that they are not supposed to have. And it makes the government, our government, we the people are the government. It makes a different entity, an almost corporate entity, but a government agency, be able to go out and make the, as it was talked about on this spaces, that makes them corporate organs for the government, which is really just a bad, bad thing. And it sets up policies. Like, you know, when you're dealing with the police and they say, oh, these are our policies, I'm like, yeah, but this is the law, this is the Constitution, you can't do this. And they go, oh, but this is our policy. It's the same type of thing, because sometimes government agencies, unelected officials, get in and start thinking that you know, we're the government, so we make the decisions to tell you how it is. And that's just not really how it's totally supposed to be, unless you're a criminal and you're breaking the law. But sometimes our bureaucracies and our benefactors of tax dollars seem to become very tyrannical and, just start developing a state nation. And we're just not supposed to be that. We're supposed to be a capitalistic nation. We're supposed to be a nation of liberty, a democratically elected constitutional republic, and we just need to get back to that. But what was brought up in this space is really cool. Like I said, it's hosted by Herc Santos. There's quite a few different people in there, too many to name. But yeah, take a listen to this clip, and then I'll hit it around on the other end.
It's still the person that was guilty of it.
There's something we're overlooking, and, okay, and like, because we could go back and forth forever. It would be a very, very great conversation for the 19th century, but right now we live in an era of very complex systems that need thousands of people working together to achieve an objective, right? You want to build a plane.
I don't know that it's needed, Seth. Though, I mean, really, what we're kind of dancing around here is the rise of what's often referred to as the administrative state, right? And I think what's sort of being sort of talked around is Chevron deference, or the Chevron doctrine, right? In which this landmark Supreme Court holding was passed in 1984 that gave deference to administrative agencies to determine how laws would be interpreted. And so we've had largely for the last 40 years, federal judges who have deferred to agencies, and not only rulings, but in their adjudications, right? And so we've seen this not only rise, but then the stretching of interpretations of law, which has, you know, given rise to what's colloquially known as the administrative state. And I think that's a really important aspect of this topic to address in this context, because the administrative, you know, sort of bureaucratic process, if you will, I mean, not only does it change with every presidential administration, right? So you have all these sort of inconsistencies in law or at law, but you have this entire structure that has to be exhausted prior to an individual even being able to seek either injunctive or declaratory relief within any type of constitutional or federal court or district court, any type of constitutional court, right? So we've seen this sort of obfuscation of our laws, our rights, and any idea that we sort of formerly had of, you know, free market capitalism, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, my argument is that we do not have free market capitalism. That's the root of my argument.
Yeah, I
use is that we have corporations, which are not capitalist institutions.
All right. So, yeah, I thought that was very interesting, just especially about the case of the Chevron deference coming up and the different conversations that these guys had. Now, this was a 13-hour spaces. And on top of that, I mean, they had multiple different speakers and different topics going. But there is one main theme, and just talking about, you know, how to deal with these politicians and the people. Now, like I said before, I do have some differences in opinion, but there's enough common ground that we got to find with people to be able to move forward as a self-governing people. And so even if you don't see the whole entire vision the way that they see it, you can still listen to the conversations. I thought about putting my hand up and maybe saying some things, but I really wanted to get a feel for the room. And so it was nice just to kind of sit there and listen and take everything in and see how everything kind of went. And then who knows, maybe next Friday I'll just listen again. I'll throw a link up on Twitter and my other social media to let you guys know when it comes up. Maybe you can come in and listen to, or who knows, maybe you'll want to put your hand up. I'm not sure where you're at, but it's nice to see the social media medium on Twitter being used for something really positive, and what it could have been used for the whole time, where people can get in and just have real conversation. There can be a lot of places, I don't like using the word toxic, but there can be some spaces where there's a lot of toxicity going on and people just going after each other. But I've found this one so far, you know, I've only went in two times, but it's very interesting. And like I said, that little bit of information that we got there on the Chevron deference and the different conversations about the corporatism and doing a mass recall and what that would look like, even if you don't believe that the whole plan, like me, you don't think the whole thing can go that way, or you also hope that we can do something before that, that we can get ourselves back in, get reform with voting, and take our rights back and not have to worry about having any kind of revolution, and just get some type of revelation into people's heads where they understand that we are the people, and that if we all just allow each other to not be overtaxed, we'll have enough money and enough freedom and enough ability to take care of our families and take care of our charities and handle our business. And there's just a better way to do this. And we don't have to fight for anything because we already have the Constitution. We already have the system. We just have to stop pretending that we're practicing capitalism. We're not practicing capitalism. We're practicing this weird blend of fascism and socialism and capitalism, and it's just all kind of a weird blend. And if we're going to do that, let's have an honest conversation about it and come up with the best system that works for everyone. I don't know, so that we get our individual freedoms. That's the bottom line. We're being overtaxed, we're being used, we're being abused, and we're making a bunch of billionaires more billions. And it's just ridiculous. Tune in. And if you did, this ain't the spaces for you, find another one. Let's get our voices out there and get heard. And remember, you can always drop me a line at ab from ca at anchor.fm, ab from ca at anchor.fm, and drop us a sound file, and we'll put you in on the show. Give us some feedback. Talk to you soon. But hey, make sure you find the spaces. We're dropping in the link below next Friday, and we'll talk to you soon. Peace.
Oh, yeah, that was fantastic. What a great time. Heaven. It was heaven.
What an eccentric performance.